Tourism Tuesdays is made possible by South African Tourism.
Absolutely. With just a few minutes before the iconic team walks into the arrivals hall, it is an electrifying mood and just such a moving scene at the airport. Chifiwa Chibangwa, the CEO of the Tourism Business Council, good morning.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I never pegged you for a sports fan, are you?
Well, I do watch, almost all sporting codes.
Yeah.
Although I'm not going to say I'm a bigger sporting fan.
Yeah.
But of course, when it comes to the World Cup, it is something that, you know, all of us, we have to, spend together, watch together, put our differences aside in terms of what team we may support or not support. And be behind the national team and encourage them to win.
And I think you've said such an important thing.
I am a sport fan.
And I think you've said an important thing because I am the same, Chifu. I'm gonna be honest with you. On an ordinary day, you're not gonna find me in a stadium. But if it is about national honor, even if I don't understand what's happening on the pitch, we are there. We are all there to rally behind a team that flies our flag.
No, absolutely. And there are many people, around the country who, who do the same.
Mm.
So, but it's important that, even locally, those that are sporting fans do go and participate. They travel around provinces, follow their own team. I think it's good. Not only is it good for tourism, but it's good for socializing. But from tourism point of view, it's an event. People go, participate. Sleep in, some of our properties, support local economy, buy food in restaurants, whether it's formal or informal.
Mm.
So it goes a long way. And we saw this, during COVID when we were fighting to reopen the participation within the sporting codes or, fans going to the stadium. We know that it goes a long way for us. So we do support that. But individually, there may be preferences in terms of sports. But we do want people to go and enjoy all sporting codes and travel across the country.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that because as the CEO of the Tourism Business Council, you really look into strategy, the economics, and the various ways in which tourism becomes a lever for economic growth. So how important is this victory for South Africa in terms of the tourism landscape?
Well, the victory is very important. All the countries that were there, at the World Cup, where, fighting to be the champions. There may be different, countries that are still, bruised in terms of what has happened. So it is a very important cup for the rugby-loving countries.
Mm.
It is a cup that everyone wants, as I've said. But we are the world champions once again for the second time in a row, of course, for the fourth time, all together. And it's critical for us, to have won this. It comes at a time when, as a country, we really go through many, many, challenges, from load shedding to many others, levels of crime, and the list goes on and on. So when we win as a nation and when we bring back the cup, back at home, it really does inspire, South Africans. It inspires young people and youth, who may want to participate in sports.
Yeah.
It brings confidence into the country as a destination for tourism. People are looking at us.
Yeah.
We are top of mind. For the past few days since we won, everyone is talking about South Africa, and we need to keep that going.
Yes.
Because when more and more people are talking about South Africa, especially in the core markets where we get as many tourists as possible, it means that people may consider visiting South Africa, and that goes a long way in economic development and job creation. So it is a positive, and it is something that we needed as a country, and we need to make sure that as the boys brings back the cup, we need to meet them halfway in terms of what we do as a country to make sure that we leverage, this opportunity for investments and others, of course, including tourism.
Just sidebar, I'm flying out tonight, and it is such a wonderful thing to think that when I land in the United States tomorrow, I'm landing there saying I'm from South Africa, the rugby-winning nation. It just makes everything so much easier.
Absolutely. It also brings pride.
Yeah.
When landing there, people look at you and say, well, here is someone that's coming from South Africa.
Yeah.
And
Yep.
If you put on your Springbok shirt, people may recognize it and say, this is a South African, you know, Springbok team, you know, or, you know, the world rugby champion.
Oh, man.
So it's very important that we continue to leverage whatever we have done and make sure that, you know, this win, you know, goes a long way in boosting tourism, boosting the image of South Africa, and also starting to plow back on what we've lost, you know, as a country from brand equity point of view. Because it's quite important that, you know, we, as I said, we keep top of mind. It means investments are going to come to South Africa. It means tourists are going to come to South Africa. Yeah. And it means that we as South Africans, we're going to have pride. And it goes a long way in the psyche of the nation. I just hope that, you know, the other remaining team that's in India, you know, does, you know, what the other one did and bring back the cup, you know, back at home.
Yeah. Well, we've seen all those visuals of the Proteas on Saturday sitting down and watching all together, coach included, technical team included, watching the South African Springboks. So you see this camaraderie and this synergy and this mutual respect of all sides of sporting codes. You know, you use some interesting words, Chifiwa. You say a win is good for the psyche. It is good psychologically. And a win is good for brand equity, for people recognizing what South Africa is. Even if people had stopped talking about South Africa, this week they are talking about South Africa the world over, okay? So how do we leverage that? You say it's the momentum we mustn't lose. So how do you tap into that technically as tourism marketers in the country?
Well, one of those ways to leverage is to, you know, to go to the countries where we know that we have a footprint in terms of market share, i.e. if you go to a country like in the UK, they are also a big rugby, you know, players. They may not like us that much now, but we are top of mind. We need branding campaigns there to say that, you know, we are open, you know, for business, to say that, you know, in South Africa, it's summer. In the UK, it's going to be winter. Mm. We're going to have a whole lot more sun. You need to, you know, change your plans and come to South Africa. Mm-hmm. The same applies to other countries, you know, be it France and others that are big in rugby, especially in the Northern Hemisphere. We can run successful summer campaigns, you know, saying that people should come and have Christmas in sunny South Africa. Right. So this type of win usually must be followed with campaigns in those particular markets that takes advantage of the situation at hand. And the fact that we are top of mind so that we can leverage successfully and convert awareness into an actual booking and a person getting on the plane and arriving in South Africa. That's what we ought to be doing at the moment.
Okay, here they are, Chifiwa. Here's Siya Kolisi lifting the cup in front of thousands of South Africans at OR Tambo International Airport, surrounded by throngs of police to protect that golden chalice. But they're here. They are here and the crowds are wow. So this is what I want to know. If we feel this way about our national captain watching the scenes in real time, how would you as a tourism marketer say to South Africans, okay, this is who we are. Get moving. Tour the country. Love the country.
Well, I think one of the things that's quite critical that we've done, you know, the whole branding of, you know, Stronger Together really brings us together as a country. You know, to say that our strength lies within, you know, the collective us. And therefore, we need to ensure that when we, you know, hold hands and when we do things together, you know, great results are achieved. So I think that's a brilliant, brilliant you know, slogan. The second part of it is that I do know that the as a captain and the Springbok as a team, you know, have you know, a campaign, you know, going on with South African tourism, which is quite critical. I was actually at the launch of that campaign, and I do believe that you know, that that goes a long way in showcasing that this very same team that have won the World Cup comes from the country that looked like ours, rich in natural resources, rich in tourism potential, and showcasing what we have to offer to the world. And of course, inviting the world to come to South Africa and to celebrate with us as we go on with this, you know, World Cup celebration. So I think using those icons like Sia Kolisi and many others in showcasing that we are indeed a country that is capable of more. I think it's one thing that we need to continue doing, and also including others, you know, that are out there in the, you know, world stage,
yeah,
that are doing great things, you know, coming from South Africa. Right. I think that's quite critical.
And they're standing though so tall, so bold, so happy, so well received. The rugby players are definitely here. The Springboks are now in that arrivals hall at O.R. Tambo International Airport, and they're exchanging turns, holding up the Webb Ellis Cup. Sia Kolisi taking selfies with people there. In front of him is Jacques Nienaber. The coach next to him is Eben Etzbeth. And then members of the technical team, of course, they're surrounded by a lot of police. I think that chalice, that cup, is worth a lot of money. I don't even think they're worried about the players themselves. The eyes of the police just keep following the cup. How important is it to have national icons? I even see Magazole Mampimpi as well coming through. How important is it to have these very different men, even women, because South Africa does have a women rugby team, standing up as a picture of the country, Chifiwa?
I think it's very critical. And we've seen this, you know, even when we, you know, came out from the dark past that we had, that having icons and people who stand up for the truth, people who do, who excel in sporting events, and people who excel in science and many other things, we know that it's quite critical because it showcases the capability of the country. It shows what we can do from education, from science, and, you know, from many other things, technology and so forth and so on. It shows that we're a country of people who, you know, have determination, who goes out there in the world and contribute to the world stage. And therefore, when we contribute to the world stage, it means that we make the world richer because we are adding into what the other people have done around the world. So South Africa, having as many icons as possible, it's a brilliant thing. It helps us as marketers, you know, to reposition South Africa and to showcase that, you know, we too contribute to the well-being of the world. So having this legend, you know, who have won the World Cup back-to-back, you know, coming home, you know, despite the challenges that we have, and saying that we come from this country, we've conquered the world of rugby, and therefore you need to look at us differently,
completely,
you know, as a nation and as a team. I think that's critical, and that's something that bodes well, you know, to a child who has inspiration to play rugby. They can now see that it's possible.
You know, you use the word legend, and as I speak to you right now, because I'm looking at the visuals, the cup is in the hands of Bongi Mbonambi, the absolute legend of the final and semi-final that we played in France this year, and behind him is Faf de Klerk. So everything that you've said, and you said if we can replicate the successes of rugby in other sporting codes, football as well, netball and the likes, then certainly South Africa becomes front and center of the minds of international visitors. Does it lead to demand, though? Do people sit, watch the Banyana Banyana doing their thing in New Zealand? Do people watch the Netball World Cup? Do they then watch the rugby and think to themselves, you know what? I want to visit a country of winners.
No, absolutely. It does help in reigniting demand or generating demand you know, in various countries. And that is why I was saying that having various icons in various fields, either of sports or education or science or technology or whatever it may be, it really, you know, leads to people thinking of South Africa differently, and therefore we become top of mind. The demand increases, and then they say, well, I just want to go and see that particular country. I think it's something that, you know, we always need to encourage, that, you know, those icons that we have, those people that are doing well within the world stage, you know, despite the challenges that we have, speaks well of the country in terms of what it has achieved. I'm not saying someone should not talk about the challenges that we have, but I think that there's more good that outweighs the bad. And also thinking of it to say, well, how do we make sure that, you know, we use the stage that we have, you know, to get as many people to come to South Africa, to get as many people to bring money into the country, contribute to the economy, lift as many people out of poverty as possible. I think that's how we need to be thinking, because we only have one South Africa to live in. There is no other South Africa elsewhere. So we need to protect it as much as we can. We need to promote it as much as we can. And we need to make sure that those that are living in it, like ourselves, you know, do derive benefit from it, you know, by way of working. And do, you know, have hope, you know, that this is our country, this is where we are, and this is how we should contribute positively, you know, to the growth of it.
Okay. And I have a question, a final question. It's coming from a listener, Chipiwa, and he says, Lerato, could you ask the CEO whether a tourism-led growth model has actually been realized or validated in South Africa when we look at the South African growth indicators?
I didn't get that question. Just repeat it for me.
So is a tourism-led growth model validated? So is it supported by the figures of the South African GDP? Do we see that tourism is really doing a service for the South African economy right now?
Well, you know, it is. The model itself, you know, has been adopted through, you know, the establishment of tourism satellite account, which measures the contribution of tourism to the GDP, be it direct or indirect contribution. However, have we realized the full potential of tourism, you know, led growth model in the country? I don't think we have. We still have a long way to go because we have lots of natural assets and man-made assets that we still need to market. We are still scratching the surface in terms of international inbound travel as far as people that are coming from outside of the African continent are concerned. We still have to do more to show that tourism has a bigger potential, but we need to fix few things here at home to make sure that when people want to come to the country, can get visas, when they want to come to the country, they feel safe. And there are aeroplanes, you know, or what we call airlift, you know, from their destination to South Africa. So there are so few things that we need to do right to make sure that we realize its full potential. So far, we're barely scratching the surface. Yeah. We still need to do more.
And from what you've said, thank you very much, Chipiwa Chibengwa, CEO of the Tourism Business Council. Kaukhela says, I love what the guest is saying. Essentially, it's about role modeling. And then Kaukhela sends a picture that shows more than 15 years ago, the South African captain then, Joost van der Westhuizen, the late Joost van der Westhuizen, standing next to a young fan, Faf de Klerk. And then Scala standing next to a young fan and signing an autograph. That young fan is Siya Kolisi. We need role models so that that generation coming behind us can truly believe who they can be.
Tourism Tuesdays was made possible by South African Tourism.